one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
With faith and free speech under attack on many college campuses, Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for constitutional rights for students. This resource includes legal case precedents for many issues which have recently been controversial. PGI explains that religious groups have the right to meet on campus. Likewise, religious student publications should have equal treatment. Students of faith have the right to not participate in class assignments that contradict their faith. And students also have the right to pray, to choose a roommate, and the right to due process. The complete guide is at pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio here for the North State.
I am very excited to hear from you, to speak with you. I have been reading as many newspapers as I can this morning. I mean, it's almost too free, this press in this country, huh? You never knew there were so many editorial pages all across the land giving us their opinion. The president is tweeting about the coordinated editorials. I'll read you his tweets, but I want to first give you a flavor. I'm sure I've read as many or more than most of you of these editorials. Newspapers from coast to coast decided to get together. This was at the behest of the Boston Globe, and they did a coordinated, I guess you'd call it a pushback, or a kind of an open letter to the president or the American people, or I don't know what you'd call it. I mean, they're editorials, but they it's not all the same editorial. They all wrote their own editorials dealing with the same subject, which was, we are not the enemy of the people. Essentially, that's the thesis of every editorial is, attention America or attention the president, we are not the enemy of the people. Some of the headlines said that in their headline. The Boston Globe set it in motion. They were urging a unified voice. And the funny thing is, you see the numbers all over the internet. People say, 100 papers editorialize against the president. Others say 300 papers. Others say 200. In this article I'm reading, it says 350 papers. Now, why is that? How is it that there's such a disparity in the number? Well, because there aren't that many papers. A lot of these papers are kind of cut-and-paste jobs that are owned by bigger media companies. And so what qualifies as an independent paper, it's hard to say. Plus, some of these local papers, God bless them, they're, you know, it's just one office somewhere in a small city or town. They subscribe to news services. So most of the news you read in their papers are UPI, or no, UPI doesn't even exist anymore, AP news stories. And they kind of reprint news from these big wire services, and then they write their own local editorials, and then they put in an ad for the local diner. You know, it's a nice hometown paper. But, and then they also have, you know, some of them, the newspapers of varying sizes have a staff of hard-hitting local reporters, and those newspapers are great. Maybe you read your own local paper. I think it's great. Local newspapers are excellent. I love reading them when I'm in a small town, grab a copy of the local paper. Oftentimes when I've gone out to do stand-up, it's a great way to get some local feel, and you'll end up getting some material for the show. I've actually gone on stage in certain towns, or if I'd play, I don't really play colleges anymore, but if I used to play a college, I would get the college newspaper. You bring it up on stage with you, and you can invariably read something from the front page that's going to be funny. So here's an example from one of the these editorials from the Des Moines Register. The true enemies of the people and democracy are those who try to suffocate truth by vilifying and demonizing the messenger, wrote the Des Moines, Iowa, the Des Moines Register in Iowa. That's an interesting take, isn't it? That amounts to, we're not the enemy of the people. You are, President Trump. They're saying he's the enemy of the people. Is that nice? I don't know. So, a sample of the headlines. Our view, free press, our protection from tyranny. I can read you some samples, but it's a very interesting cross-section. It started by the Globe, so maybe I will give you their first take. This is the Globe, which spearheaded this coordinated effort to respond to the president. And they've hashtagged it, the Boston Globe, because they want it to be a trending thing on social media, which it is. It was trending this morning when I got up. Editorial board of the Boston Globe, journalists are not the enemy. So they begin with a premise. Almost all of these 350 papers, or 200 or 300, whatever it happens to be, begin with a false premise. They start their editorial with a what can only be described as fake news. It's quite amazing that they launch a coordinated effort to either attack or clear up or state unequivocally their opinion on a subject or whatever you want to say it is, whatever they claim it is. They claim that they are declaring an important truth, okay? They start it with false information. The first line of the chief editorial in this coordinated set of editorials, a central pillar of President Trump's politics, is a sustained assault on the free press. That would be an iffy statement if it didn't contain the word free. As it is, it's a false statement. The president has never attacked the concept of a free press. He has never attacked the concept of the First Amendment. They go ahead and do it anyway. They know they're making it up. They do it anyway because they can't really argue against the president. Has been crafty with his fake news media tweets. And, you know, like I said, even when he first decided to call out the fake news media, he listed four or five news organizations, ABC, NBC, CNN. And he's often picked on, you know, the failing New York Times. He has made it specific because he feels these are the biggest newspapers. They're not necessarily the ones that are the most unfair to him. He's never picked on the Des Moines Register because they're not a big player. He picks on the big guys because they're the most prominent in the mainstream media, the people know. Journalists are not blah, 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 blah. Journalists are not the enemy of the people. They say that the president, inherent in this, it's the second sentence of the editorial. Journalists are not classified as fellow Americans, but rather the enemy of the people. Again, journalists and journalism. Throughout all of these editorials, they mention that the president calls journalism and journalists the enemy of the people. Never did it. Essentially, they're all illegitimate to begin with. But we will, knowing that, knowing how silly it is for a newspaper to have a coordinated editorial. And people have said, even if they're not claiming them as outright false, like I have, Ari Fleischer basically says they're meaningless. He's a guy who knows a little bit about the press, right? Former press secretary for George W. Bush. Ari Fleischer says they're meaningless. Why, Ari Fleischer?
This is one of the most meaningful exercises I've ever seen in my life. You know, editorials in so many ways are anachronisms anyway. I think very few people read them other than for reinforcement of self, their already known ideas. And it hurts the media in the bigger picture because it just reinforces that the media is packed journalism and they all think alike and move in the same direction. I think this is a meaningless exercise by the press.
I think it's
okay, that's a great point by Ari Fleischer. I go further than him. Of course, it reinforces the fact that they are a pack that is working together because they are. Because everyone knows that the media, most of America's newspapers, most of America's news organizations are tilted far to the left, that they are firmly entrenched as an institution. They have an interest in getting Democrats elected and making Republicans look bad. Everybody knows that's the way it is. And To say otherwise is idiotic, to the point of where no one even wants to argue that thing. They just, that's why they open it up to terms like, you know, a free press, an attack on the free press. Because honestly, if the New York Times wants to talk about bias in media, they really can't. They can't do it. So they often don't have those conversations, and they talk about journalists being very committed. We know you're committed. You don't have to keep talking about how committed you are. Our view, the free press is a protection from tyranny. This is not fake news, says the Duluth News Tribune. The newspaper you are holding in your hands or reading on a screen was produced by respected professionals and trained journalists. Yeah, we're going to give you that. We understand you're respected. We think you're a little too respected. We understand you're trained. We don't care because your training isn't helping you tell the truth, okay? And I don't even know the Duluth News Tribune. Let's just assume they are a paper that could be classified as one of the least biased in the country. I don't even read them, but I don't care. We know that the media as a whole, we don't trust them. And then the head editorial that came from the Boston Globe provided a bunch of poll numbers to show that the American public doesn't trust the media. Why do you think they don't? That Democrats trust the big mainstream news organizations something like 8-2, like 80% to 20%. Republicans, it's the reverse. It's about 8 out of 10 Republicans don't trust the news media. Now, you would think that would make them reflective and say, why does half the country not trust us? It doesn't make them reflective. It makes them defensive. So the Duluth News Tribune says these journalists are dedicated to delivering the information we need with fairness, with balance, and without bias. Well, we don't believe that anymore. That's why half the country thinks that the news media should not be trusted. They don't trust the news media for a reason. And it's not because President Trump has convinced his army of drones to hate the media. They didn't like you before Trump. So President Trump responded to this coordinated attack on him by punching back as usual, right? The fake news media is the opposition party, he writes in capital letters. It is very bad for our great country, but we are winning. Once again, he keeps it to the fake news media. They're going to keep saying the president is attacking the concept of a free press, which he's never done. In between each one of these tweets, he tweets about how great the economy is doing. Then he talks about the Boston Globe, the head honcho, in this coordinated editorial. The Boston Globe, which was sold to the failing New York Times for $1.3 billion. He goes on about billions and billions and, you know, numbers. I don't know if they're accurate or not, but it's not important. Now the Globe is in collusion with other papers on free press. Prove it. Oh, good one. And then my favorite tweet, which I think is a great answer to all of these coordinated editorials. Donald J. Trump, there's nothing that I would want more for our country than true freedom of the press. The fact is that the press is free to write and say anything it wants. But much of what it says is fake news, pushing a political agenda, or just plain trying to hurt people. Honesty wins. He could have stuck with just pushing a political agenda. I'm not sure what he means by just plain trying to hurt people. I guess that's fine. And then he says honesty wins. That's the argument of the president, that they're free. The press is totally free. They continue to be free and to say anything they want. The sad thing is that much of what they say is pushing a political agenda. I would agree with that. I go further than the president. I want to know where you are in this, because they provide backup in the Boston Globe by saying that, here's the first thing they say, President Trump should close down mainstream news outlets like CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times. Agree or disagree? 49% of Republicans say agree, 29% say disagree. In total, 66% disagree with that statement. That's both parties. And 13% agree. I have a problem with this question. I read some of the Ipsos poll when it came out on the media. The first question on the poll is a free press important to democracy? 80% of Republicans said yes. 80-something, like 85%. Overwhelmingly, everyone in that poll said a free press is very important. Then after a series of loaded questions about, do you think CNN is unfair? Do you think the New York Times is unfair? Do you think so-and-so is unfair? They went down, and it was like, this is like what these polls do, why I don't trust them. For the same reason that you can't trust people who've been interrogated by the police overnight in a room with a lamp in their face. They ask hundreds of questions, loaded questions about distrust in the media. And then they throw in one at the end of this long list of questions. Should President Trump close down these organizations? A bunch of people said yes to it. But if you look at the objective questions at the beginning of the poll, before people have been battered down by this poll, almost everyone agrees a free press is important. And so when you start to see people throw around that Ipsos poll about Republicans think that the president should shut down the press, don't believe it. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4-TOM. How? Where are we? I go further than the president in distrusting the media. Where are you? 833-852-4-TOM. We'll be back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4-TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-259-1604 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-259-1604. Again, 800-259-1604.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the Vitamin Shop.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Diane Hawks at the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to 4 families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Tom Chalew back with the Tom Chalew Show. Okay. I just went on and on about the media and about these editorials. You know my view. I would go further than the president without using cute words like enemy of the people or, getting into without being general, I would say to be specific, I would go further than the president by saying the mainstream media, that is the bulk of the media that people consume in this country, has given up on being at all fair and objective. And so, yes, I would describe them as a danger to the country without using words like enemy of the people and fake news media. I think I go further than the president. Where are you, Frank in Fredericksburg, Virginia?
Hey, Tom, just a couple things quickly. I want to give a shout-out to the Richmond Times-Dispatch that had an editorial today declining to go along with this mass effort, saying that, I think, paraphrasing, it would undercut the very argument that newspapers are trying to make in terms of their independence. Secondly, it's amazing how far Trump derangement syndrome reaches. It reaches right into the editorial boardrooms of newspapers. And don't they realize that they're doing exactly the thing that demonstrates what Trump is saying about fake news? And then lastly, somebody, and I know you've got a crack staff, but I bet you if you took these papers that endorse candidates, I'm willing to bet that over the past 5 to 6 elections for president, that you'd be lucky to find 5 or 10 papers that endorse the Republican for president.
Oh, that's a good assignment. Guys, you get that? We only have our college associate for one more day. Maybe she can read all 300 papers and go over their endorsements. Thank you for the suggestion, Frank. That's a good idea. I would like to see. How many Republicans were endorsed by those editorial boards? That's a good question. Willie in Clinton, Mississippi.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good, good. So what do you think?
I think who do you know who's telling the truth? I don't know if you, Tom, is telling the truth. How do you get your information? Do you research? Do you...
I give you the information. I'm mostly opinion, though, Willie. I mean, I tell you my honest opinion.
Well, that's the problem. That's your opinion. Is that truth? So are you giving fake news? Are you giving fake news to people about what your opinion is? And these people that's listening to you out there believing what you say, or they're on Fox or MSNBC or any of them?
I hope they collect information. I hope they collect information, Willie. Take my opinion. People can come to trust my opinion or not. Some people have an opposite opinion, but they like to hear my take on it. And so, it is hard, Willie says. It's hard now to know where the truth is. But you know what? In that difficulty, It shows you the vibrancy of our media today. The media is totally free. 833-852-4TOM.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473. You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon or tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The word rebuild. Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26th, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Calling 833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub. Back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. And I was looking up the endorsements. It's quite amazing when you talk about the newspaper endorsements for the last election. What do you think? Newspaper endorsements in the 2016 election. Hillary Clinton, 500. 500 newspaper, daily, weekly magazines, and international, of course. 500 endorsements by editorial. The category, not Donald Trump, 30. So that's 530. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump, 28. So the whatever you do, don't vote for Donald Trump, is a higher number than Donald Trump got. And then throw in an extra 500 for Hillary Clinton. It's hilarious. So the America's newspapers have banded together to declare that they are not the enemy of the people. Almost every single one of them, based on a false premise, that the president has attacked the idea of a free press and has said that journalists or journalism are the enemy of the people. It's essentially false. Now, enemy of the people, I don't have a problem with that phrase. That's the phrase that gets a lot of people angry, and they call it Stalinesque and everything else like that. I actually love this fight. Of all the fights that Donald Trump has, I think this is the least petty and the most effective, because he is, the press essentially acts as a monolith, not completely, but our last president, Barack Obama, did have a problem with the press. He was constantly attacking Fox News. He was constantly complaining about Fox News, his coverage on Fox News. It really bothered him. But what does that tell you about this country? Nobody ever wrote editorials about Barack Obama attacking Fox News, that he shouldn't be attacking the idea of a free press. When in fact, what Barack Obama was really doing, much more so than Donald Trump, was attacking the idea of a free press. Barack Obama was happy with 99% of his coverage. He was unhappy with 1% of his coverage. Now that 1%, The Fox News, which was his big problem, it's the number one cable channel because people love it. People put their trust behind Fox News because the rest of the media doesn't do their job. That's why it's so successful. It's a pretty easy formula. The rest of the news media is so biased that everyone can recognize it. Everyone can recognize it. And people on the left, who like their worldview echoed, love all the mainstream media and defend it all the time. Barack Obama is one of those. So what is more dangerous to democracy? A president who is frustrated with the tiny portion of the press that doesn't give him a free pass, or a president that is railing publicly against the majority of the media, the mainstream media? I'll go further than the president. I wouldn't call it fake news. I would say the mainstream media, when taken as a whole, when taken as an institution, is behaving irresponsibly and in a way that hurts the country. And they're doing it because they have more of an allegiance to a political agenda than to the truth. It's the opposite of what they're claiming in their editorial, saying every day we wake up and strive to tell the truth. I think they strive. I think they work hard. I think every day they wake up and they really do work hard. But as far as political coverage goes, You know, if they're doing a story on an expose on a local factory that's been mistreating its workers, I'm sure they're doing hard work and trying to get at the truth. But when they have political coverage, these newspapers, as evidenced by the 530 to 28 endorsements, and, you know, most of the, if you did it by the actual circulation of these papers, it would be even more, because all of those 500, or rather, all of the big newspapers and magazines, 100% of them went for Hillary Clinton. If you look at Donald Trump, those 28 endorsements, I mean, nothing against the Juno Register, but these are smaller papers. You know, the Ranchers Weekly went for Trump. I would go further than Donald Trump and say, oh, the fake news media, but and calling out the New York Times and CNN and these. I would say that the news media in this country is so biased that they are you don't even have to use the harsh term of enemy. I would say that they are a danger to democracy. And if Donald Trump is such a danger to these newspapers, why do they end every editorial saying, and by the way, we're going to keep on doing what we're doing? Well, then how is it that Donald Trump's a danger to you? How is Donald Trump a danger to you, the editorial staff? I don't know how these people come up with this logic. They sit around the table. There's not one person at the table who raises their hand and said, hey, the opening line of our editorial says that the president doesn't believe in a free press. Should we take out that word free? Because he's never said that. No, let's keep it in. And then at the end, when they say, and then we have to declare that we're going to keep on doing what we're doing, and we're going to publish every day, and we're going to do it, no matter what the president says, we're going to keep publishing the stories the way we want to. Then nobody raises their hand and says, Mr. Miller? Yeah? What is it, Benson? Then why is our livelihood in danger? Why exactly are we writing this editorial if we're going to keep on doing it and there's no danger and there's no way the president's going to silence us? Shut up, Benson. Get me a cup of coffee. 833-852-4866. Is the media as a unit a danger to the country? Petra in, where are you, in Brewton, Alabama? Sounds. It's the wonderful sound of Brewton, Alabama. Is that the cicadas? That's the molting cicadas in Brewton, Alabama. I didn't know there were dial tones anymore. I guess she called from her home line. I love a dial tone. Jim in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Hello, how are you? Trump is right on. I'll tell you what. See, if you could turn CNN right on right now, and they've been nothing since he got in 24/7 from his inaugural speech on. Just to try to, I'm embarrassed by these people, but you know what?
Okay, here
we
it is.
We all know what Trump's doing.
Here it
He's
is, Jim, on
fine.
CNN, just in. The admiral behind the bin Laden raid tells Trump, revoke my clearance too. Okay, so a war hero is after Trump, and they found him, and they put him on CNN. So that's your headline for now.
Listen, and on that too, Mr. Shalhoub, I'll tell you what, all these guys should lose. Everybody that resigned, struck, all these people, there's not a reason in the world why they should have any clearance at all. You resigned and you were fired. You're done. End of story. That's it. You're done. Reason for you to be there.
That was the other topic of discussion today when I sat down with my producer, Matt. Are we going to talk about the Brennan thing or are we going to talk about the media? They've both been approached in the same way. People are rising up and saying that this is the way authoritarian dictators work. But once again, the same logic I use for the papers, Jim, Brennan has just issued a statement saying, you're trying to silence me, President Trump, and guess what? I will not be silenced. Well, how exactly is he silencing him if he's getting in a public fight with the man? Brennan has all the time in the world to go on MSNBC every day and talk about the president. No one's silencing anyone. I'm waiting to see all of this silencing that's going on.
None of these people, you don't need to have clearance. If you're out of the loop, you are out of the loop, and that's it. You're done. You did your time. You're done. You resigned. You got fired. I don't care. I don't know why people are getting so upset. I love Trump doing it. I hope he takes it away from all of them. the pages, the structs.
I think you will. He's got to do it one at a time, and then, you know, to be honest, I think we all know they shouldn't have any of that clearance because it's lending them credibility. Because when they when Brennan says the word traitor. When he says it wasn't the word traitor. What did he use? After he had the meeting with Putin, he accused the president of being essentially a Russian spy. He said that Russia has something on him. Now, if you have a former head of the CIA who has clearance saying that on national television, he's using that clearance to give himself credibility because they're saying, wait a minute, does he know something I don't know? Does he have some secret document? He's saying that the president is guilty of being a traitor to his country. What could he possibly know? He doesn't know anything. He's making it up. So he's taking advantage of a clearance that he doesn't deserve anymore because he's not working on national security issues. He's working to try to impugn the motives of the president. So, of course, he should have his clearance taken away. Don in Teaneck, New Jersey. Where do you stand on the press? Are they the enemy of the American people?
Yeah, I stand with you and with the president. And I think no one has mentioned the word propaganda. So allow me to read the definition of propaganda: mm-hmm. The spreading of ideas, information, or rumor for the purpose of helping or injuring an institution, a cause, or a person. And I think that if we go to the Gray Lady, we should no longer be known as all the news that's fit to print. It should be all the news that fits our agenda. It's unfortunate, but if you look back historically, there were rulers of countries that used propaganda to forward their agenda, and they were dictators. Donald Trump is not doing that. He's fighting back against a dictatorial news media.
Yeah, I would agree, Don, and I like the word propaganda. There's probably a reason the president doesn't use it. Maybe it's the too many syllables or something. He likes the ring of fake news. But I would agree that you can use the word propaganda to describe much of what goes on in the mainstream media, certainly the cable news channels that spend all their time furthering their agenda. Thanks for the call. I think we got Petro once again down in Bruton, Alabama, with the cicadas.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Good.
The big issue I have is with both sides. You know, I used to do left activism, okay? And then I started seeing the sheep mentality that was going on with the general public that does the activism.
Yeah.
You know, because they all want to follow each other. But I noticed the same thing with the right. You know, I have conversations daily. I do legal research. That's one of my majors, and I also do it professionally. And I have conversations with both sides, and when you show them the facts, actual paperwork from, like, you know, when you go to supremecourt.gov and you pull up a court decision. I forgot the proper terminology.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody wants to read. Nobody wants to sit there and actually see the proof anymore. They want to sit there and take the media side on both sides and blindly follow them like sheep running down a road.
Yep, I agree.
I find this country is getting so simplified. You know, they don't want to sit there and read. They want to sit there and watch the television now.
I think it's true. And this is why the president is a populist, because the everything has been simplified for people. And he's taken it to a new level in that I think what happens is the media hasn't done its job. You can go to ProPublica and read a long read. They'll do a deep investigation. But most people don't treat the media that way. They read headlines. And what they do is most of the headlines that are done now, they're shaped. They are shaped by, I'm reading a headline here, editorial. Journalists are not the enemy of the people. Well, what they've done there is they've simplified a more of a complex idea. The president has come in on one level, and they've simplified it, and they're essentially lying about what he's saying. So that headline doesn't do any good. So people read headlines, and now the president has become kind of a headline president. So I agree with you, Petra. It happens on both sides. The only problem is that the media is uniformly on one side, and not totally uniformly, but 9-1. Carla in Central Florida, what do you think?
Yes. Hi, Tom. I'm learning about an organization called Project Veritas.
James O'Keefe.
Yes, that ring a bell with you. I actually had to look up the definition of Pravda. He wrote a new book called American Pravda.
Yeah, we had him on this show. I love James O'Keefe, and he's been much maligned in the media as a propagandist and, you know, whatever, but he's a new media guy, and you know who loved him was Andrew Breitbart.
He did, and when he went undercover with his he has a staff of 20 people, and he filmed, he got inside the Hillary Clinton campaign and filmed all the ways that they were trying to derail President Trump's election. And he filmed it, and he put it on YouTube. And the only person, everybody saw it on YouTube, the only person who would air it on TV was Sean Hannity. And they all knew. The New York Times had it. He couldn't get CBS or NBC. Nobody would touch it.
If he invaded right-wing organizations, he would have had a Pulitzer Prize by now. And, Carla, thank you for that, because I do like James O'Keefe. He's been on this show. Hannity does put him on. But, yeah, most people run from him because the media discredited him after a particularly aggressive thing he did with a videotape, and they called him they said he was selectively edited tapes. Now Omarosa has selectively edited tapes of the White House, and they play them as if they are verbatim, but they're all chopped up. She chops up her tapes. They play them on the media. And you know who tweeted out, why isn't anyone talking about selective editing? James O'Keefe did that. 833-852-4866. I actually go a little bit further than the president in my mistrust of the mainstream media. I have more distrust. Where are you on this? This is Tom Shalhoub. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you see this? Oh, my God.
It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Oh, my God.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-259-1604 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-259-1604. Again, 800-259-1604.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. I'm asking you, is the media, the mainstream media, the enemy? Michael, listening on Sirius in Villanova, Pennsylvania.
Tom, I was saying to the gentleman right before, you know, when he took my call.
Yeah.
There's plenty of things I could point to, like when the news media didn't report on the 55 Americans coming back to North Korea, got scant news. But
yeah.
What they have done, what the newspapers are doing now by coalescing, I think there's 350 of them, and working together to trash Trump. The fact that the newspapers will get together to do anything in unison is really disturbing.
Yeah, and they said one of them, I think it was the Globe, might have been the Times, that said this is not anti-Trump, it's pro-press. Although I went over all the editorials, almost uniformly they're complaining about Trump throughout their editorials. So that doesn't sell it for me. Oh, we got a minute. Michael, let me take Belinda in Shreveport, Louisiana. Belinda.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah.
Yes, I went to tell the media that they work for us. They work for the American people, and they don't understand that. They have the freedom of the press because the people give it to them. It's not just Republicans. It's also Democrats that are upset with them. This started before President Trump. They have been lying on us. They've been putting our family members on TV that died. We didn't know anything about it. They've been doing a lot of things to us.
So you don't trust the media, and you think that they're not being responsive to the American people?
Not. And it didn't. This didn't start with President Trump. It started before him.
It certainly did. I'm going to get the numbers, Belinda. Thanks for the call. Find out what the numbers were before Trump. They were still pretty low. This is Tom Shalhoub.
Living the Bream is a podcast hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court. Find it now on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
It's the new Jerry Willis Podcast.
I love giving you an edge with your money. I like to break it all down so that you wind up with more money in your pocket, more confidence in your future.
Find it now on FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Bill Hemmer and Sandra Smith.
We hit the door at 110 miles an hour every morning. And if we're not moving at that speed, our colleagues will fly right by us.
Our job is to facilitate smart conversations so that the people who are watching us can better understand what's happening in the world.
To go deeper, to find a different question that other people are not asking. That's the real challenge.
To give it to you straight, bad or good, like it or not, deliver the news.
Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR is your locally owned talk radio resource with the information and the issues you need to hear about. Friday, Haven Humane will have the Pet of the Week, and Dr. Kara Tennant will be here to talk about the impacts of the car fire on our animals. And we'll hear from Joe Radola, the money man. A lot of people are looking to rebuild and restore their homes in the aftermath. Free Fire Radio from 7 to 9 weekdays. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Ulza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.